Howdy, y'all. Dan Scotland here. Welcome to the I Am Cannabis Sativa podcast. We are on various platforms. We've done our project for about 6 or so years, but this is going to be the final episode. All right. So the promised part two of part one. I've changed a lot in the past couple of years. I've had some deaths in my family. Again, I try to keep my family life a bit private and stuff, and I've had other things happen as well too. I'm not gonna really go into that. It's not really your concern, but I'm in a different phase of my life. I'm no longer going to really do cannabis in any real serious capacity anymore because I'm hitting middle age. I don't really have a lot to show for my life. I'm not going to be one of those people that entirely blame marijuana for it. Although, you know, some breaks during the duration of my podcast would have helped to have made sort of better moves and better decisions towards my career. But, you know, it's never too late, and I'm already on that track right now. I'm currently studying cloud and network engineering, and I'm trying to get very serious about my career and buy a house within the next 5 or so years. And smoking cannabis all the time is not going to be conducive to that. In before, oh well, I smoked cannabis from 18 through however old I am, and I was able to do those things just fine. Well, that does not everyone is the same, and not everything works for every single person. Some people, they're not going to be firing on all cylinders financially unless they take breaks or do it very sparingly, and I've figured out that I'm that type of person. Also I no longer have like super left-wing beliefs anymore. I'm getting closer to more of a center-right sort of a political opinion. I'm not liking what the left has done with politics in the United States. I'm not liking the hyper-wokeism, and I'm especially not liking the poverty pimpishness of what I perceive to be the American left. It seems like a select few people profit off the poverty and the hope of gullible millennials and Zoomers. They take the money, they become wealthy themselves, or they become well off themselves, and they just sell you on the same democratic policies. They just sheepdog you towards that, except it's tacky identity politics, which is very anti-male in my estimation. And also another thing that I'm very, very disgusted by is what counts as the left wing LGBT movement. And I've mentioned I consider myself that to a degree, but the representatives and the NGOs, especially these like white transients, they don't speak for people like me. I'm a person of color. I come from a conservative background in Africa, and I'm proud of that. I don't want to be this morally relative. Oh, you know, it's okay to talk about gender at 9 years old sort of person, because that doesn't jive with my personal values. I take a more conservative approach to my LGBT life. So that's another reason why I've distanced myself from the left, and I've become more center right. I do believe in God again. I do believe in religion. I don't know what branch of Christianity I'll take up. Maybe I'll go back to my Catholicism that I was raised in. But what I do know is that, you know, the modern left is not the way forward. I think it screams too much of a victim mentality, and I'm going to be 35 this year. I don't want to be a pseudo neat for the rest of my life. I want to own a house. I want to be a landlord, and I want to travel the world. I'm sick of being in poverty. So I think that leaving this podcast behind is very, very wise for me at this juncture in time. I think I'll leave the channel and the feed up, because I do believe that it can, that people in other countries that want to make it more available medically or even on a recreational basis, I want them to have the resources they need to be able to do so. And again, I mean, I don't want to reveal too much about my plans, but I do want to form stronger and closer ties internationally, especially with many of the countries that again, I'm thankful for my audience over the past almost 6 years. I'm thankful for every single click. I'm thankful for every single person I've interviewed. I'm thankful for every single collaboration I've had. And I'm thankful for all the good memories. There were a lot of very good memories. Another thing is that I'm probably gonna sound like the people I've been criticizing for the past almost 6 years, but with what's going on geopolitically, or what's going on with my family, with what's going on with, you know, the me thinking about, you know, the deaths that occurred in my family and such, you know, of great elders in my family. I'm trying to live my life in a way that I'm proud of, and in a way that my ancestors that are watching me, the people, my family members that have become ancestors within the last couple of years, trying to live my life in a way that all of us will be proud of. Because I am a believer in God. I do believe that your ancestors are watching you. I do believe that, and I don't think they'd be thinking highly of what I'm doing with my potential as well too. And again, I don't want to just be a person that gets to their 40s or whatever, or 50s, barely lives independently, and has no money in savings, doesn't have a house, doesn't have anything to pass down to his nephews. I don't want that for myself. So again, I think I'm gonna go back to the square life like I was doing from what, 2012 to 2017, before the podcast started, before I became a medical cannabis consumer, and I mean regular consumer and patient. I don't think regular use is really good for a lot of people. I do think there are some people that can handle it and they can still fire on all cylinders in life. But as somebody, with someone like me with addictive traits, and someone like me that you know is very scatterbrained as it is, it's not a good idea, and it has not yielded the best results in the past 6 or so years. So again, that's another reason why I'm leaving, you know, cannabis and cannabis podcasting behind. And also, like I mentioned in the part one to this, a lot of people don't do activism for noble reasons, and a lot of people, they start off doing it for noble reasons, but then all they do is sell out the cause. And instead of stopping at getting the goal accomplished, they see it as some sort of industry where they have to keep pushing the envelope. You see this with many LGBT organizations. You know, there's ones that are like, oh, we're coming for your kids. Like, no, you don't ever joke about people's kids ever, right? I disassociate from that wing of the movement. And I disassociate from the edgelord left as well too. I'm at the point I want to be a serious person, and I want serious things in my life, and that's going to include quitting the drugs, and that's going to have to include peeing into a cup if needed, and that's going to have to also include, you know, stringent, you know, disciplines, avoiding drugs and even alcohol to a degree. I only really drink socially now anyways, and I try to keep it to a very bare minimum. But I think the number one things in my life right now are financial prosperity and being a resource and not a burden to the people that matter to me. And that's not going to be done living, doing what I've been doing. Not at all. There's more to life to cannabis. And again, you got to try to keep perspective of life. Don't give up everything to just do one thing. It's better to give up one thing to have everything else in your life. Peace out, ciao, and stay, responsibly medicated, and don't make weed the only thing in your life, people. Thank you for the memories, and thank you for the support. Peace out.